Love Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Talk Zone Radio Network, broadcasting live 31.1fm.com. I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, man, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, and you decided that you wanted to just stop on in to the Christopher Smith Show. Listen to your host, Christopher Smith, kick some facts about facts. People, I am a 52-year-old man. I am a 52-year-old man that, of course, I am the decision of a woman that made a conscious effort not to do as her mother has done. I'm gonna say that again. I am the product of a decision. Okay? That's what I am. I'm the product of a decision. Right? That's what I am. Simple. I am the product of a decision. Why do I keep saying that? Why do I keep saying I am a product of a decision? It's as simple as this. We all exist today based on a decision. The amazing thing that I hear a lot of people, especially in the community where I'm from Newark, New Jersey, I hear a lot of individuals speak about a decision if it was an accident. I hear a lot of people speak about this decision as if it was a decision made at the corner store. I hear a lot of people talk about this decision as if it is the byproduct of a storm, and you went to the store late and they didn't have no water, so you got the boiled dirt juice and said, I'll just hydrate myself with boiled dirt juice. I am listening to so many people talk about the decision that brought them here, picking up the process after the harmony. Yeah. They're picking up the fact after the harmony. What do I mean when I say they're picking up the facts to the harmony? You know what the harmony is, right? No. You don't want to know what the harmony is. No, you want to act as if the vessel that carried you for 9 months was a saint. Yeah, you do. You're the typical. You're the typical. People, I want to remind y'all of something here tonight. I'm an advocate for men, and I'm an advocate for fathers. If you don't know your father, and you blame your father, you are an idiot. Let me say that again. Probably going to lose some of you. I really don't care. That means you're not open-minded anyway. The reason why you was a fan of mine up until this point is because you just, I don't know, you must like the sound of my voice. I don't know, you probably wait for me to slip up. I have no idea. But if you did not know your father, and blame your father, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. We got a whole bunch of narratives for people that go and buy cars they can't afford. I've never heard somebody blame the salesman. Now, if you want to take what I said and and glue a whole bunch of narratives with it, then you go right ahead. But if you stick around, you'll get the gist of what I'm talking about. People, I don't have a relationship with my daughter. Doesn't seem to care about that. No woman that I've ever talked to cared about that. They didn't. And the narrative that I got to see and understand is, as long as the man is on the receiving end of the wrong, it's right, according to women. But what I said when I first started, and I heard what I said because I was sitting here when I said it. What I said is we all are the product decision. We all are the product of a decision. So let me dive into that, if I may. People all of my life to my mother say, I didn't want y'all to go through the horror of one of y'all fathers coming to pick y'all up, leaving the other ones because y'all didn't have the same father. You see, my mother was smart enough to understand that she was illustrating the fact of the male participation in children's life. My mother said, no, who I lay down and have sex with will determine if I have kids that will go through the pain of not having a father around. So I'm going to ask anybody a question that got an issue with the title tonight and don't know your father. What conscious efforts did your mother make before the decision? Because I'm going to say this again, because you never heard nobody say it like this before. All here today, based on a decision. But when the mother decides, I want to have a baby, because if I do, I can get welfare. So it doesn't matter who the donor is. It's all about me. I want my welfare. I want my Section 8. So you know what? It really doesn't matter if that man is married. It really doesn't matter if that man did not make a commitment to me. It really doesn't matter that that man don't even live in the same house as me. It doesn't even matter that I just met that man last week. I'm on a mission right now, and my mission is to simply get some sperm. No woman on this planet ever thinks like that. No, I got this all wrong. The amazing thing to me is to listen to a rap song and listen to a gangster rap. That is amazing to me. And then two words later, he'll call a woman a bitch. But his mother is exempt from that because she gave birth to him. But she was out there being the very thing that he talk about in his rap songs. But he don't want to shine that light on his mama. After all, Shock G in the song Danger Zone, the lyrics, when it first come on, it says you're in a zone where you need another upper. You took a sip and going out like a sucker. Matter of fact, your mother's just tripping. You radio control. You're on a mission. You walk right through a wall to get a 40, a 20, or an 8 ball. Talking about dope. Let me repeat what I just said. You're in a zone where you need another upper. You took a sip and going out like a sucker. Matter of fact, your mother just tripping. You're radio control. You're on a mission. You walk right through a wall to get a 20, a 40, or an 8 ball. Later on in the song, when he says he says he caught a red light downtown. Chicks was on his tip because his windows was down. Heard a voice say something to him. It was Dope Fiend Paula. says, she, can you spare $5? He said, hell no. She said, I'm not asking for much. He says, I'd rather give a cripple crap a crutch. She said, why are you trying to clown me? It's simple. I don't like crackheads hanging around me. So he's clowning crackheads, women that's on dope. He's clowning them. But then the late, great Tupac Shakur, when it came to a person on drugs, said, even though you was a crack fiend, mama, you still was a black queen, mama. So in one rap song, the woman that's on crack is kicked dirt on. But then in another song, the crackhead is called a queen. But like I said, these women are called the B word. And then a couple of lyrics before that, there was mention made, I didn't know my father. Tretch from Naughty by Nature said, I never knew my dad. Mother F the fag. How are so many decisions being made, but the person that made the decision is exempt from the end results of the action? How is this possible? How is this even possible? Maybe you could tell me, 516-418-5736. I'm talking about dads. So you didn't know yours and blame him. But your mother picked him. Your mother picked him. People, I get it now. I get it. My mother taught me something in 2019. My mother taught me that you cannot critique a woman. My mother listened to some of my literature and tried to renege on everything that she said about her mother. My mother said, and I quote, I didn't want to be like my mother. Told all of us the story. If one of your dad come get you, he's got to take y'all all. Because when I laid down and had children, all four of y'all, they were by one man. My mom to believe today she ever told that story. Why? Because her son, now an advocate for fathers, she don't want none of her literature to be part of my lecture. She don't want that. My mother is pro-woman. I found that out the hard way. She hates black men. There's a lot of black women out there like that. Another story. Got a problem, though. If you hate black men, you hate me. I'm not into, I don't do that thing where, but that's my mama. I'm not like Tupac. I'm not calling a crackhead mother of mine of doing that. I'm just going to hope that she goes to therapy. But queen, far from it. I will not crap on the beauty of the word and associate it with crack. I won't do that. I will not allow individuals to live in pain and hate. I will try to get these individuals to open up their mind and see what is really going on. I will do my best. That's what I'm here for. This is why I really don't care if I never, ever go on a date ever again in my life. This is why I don't care if I don't ever speak to another woman or have sex in my life. I don't care. I'm not going to sit up here and allow a 15-year-old to go through, or want a 15-year-old to go through 1 minute of what I've been through. I don't. I will educate. To listen to somebody say they never knew my dad and he's a fag, and just never, ever have questions for their mother, to me, that's hideous. That's preposterous. That is a joke. To me, it's a shame that we will sit down there and I can listen to somebody go up to a podium and brag about how he or she had 7 or 8 other siblings and their mother did their best. To me, that's preposterous. To say that an individual will have 8 kids knowing they can't afford them and raise them in impoverished conditions. That is trash ass at best. At best, that's trash ass. but we can easily identify the flaws of a man. Let me back that up. Let me back that up. I apologize. We can easily identify the flaws of a bum under the context of he's a man. See, let me make something clear, and I mean crystal clear. When something is wrong with your vehicle, you don't take it to an electrician. When something is wrong with your vehicle, you take it to a mechanic. And the reason why you take it to a mechanic, because that's their job to fix cars. The decision that is made to allow a bum to be a father is not the decision of a man. No man on this planet makes that decision. Let me say that again. No man on this planet makes that decision. This is why there are hundreds of thousands of individuals out there paying child support when they did not want a child, because the decision was not left up to him. It is amazing. It truly is. It is amazing to listen to individuals critique bums so well under the context of, oh, that's my – tell you guys a story about a woman that I was dating. She had three kids, a 14-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 5-year-old. One day, we were all at the house playing dominoes. And we were playing dominoes, and we started we were playing Uno. And the 5-year-old and I was playing Uno. And his father called. And the mother asked the 5-year-old to pick up the phone. And the 5-year-old picks up the phone. He says about 3 or 4 words, and then he just hangs up the phone. I said, whoa, what the heck are you doing? I goes and tell her, and she is like, well, he don't like talking to his father. And I'm looking at her like, what the hell did you just say? Oh, he don't like talking to his father. I'm scratching my head because I'm confused. As how does a 5-year-old make that decision? How does a 5-year-old make the decision that he or she don't want to talk to their father? So I'm confused. So I'm just trying to listen to this woman give me a perspective on why a 5-year-old hung up on his father. It didn't jive. An hour or so later, we're all down in the front, in the room now. We're talking. The daughter says, I don't like my dad. I said, well, why don't you like your father? Because he don't have nowhere for us to, he don't have a house, so we can't ever go see him. So I asked her, let me ask you a question. When did he ever have a house? When did he ever have his own house? The mother, the woman that I was dating, she was answering these questions proudly. Oh, he never had a house. He's a bum. Oh, I'm just looking at her saying, oh, is that right? Yeah, he was a bum. He never had his own house. He used to live with his mama and okay. Then I talked to the 14-year-old. And the 14-year-old says, I don't like my dad neither. I said, wait a minute. A truth is not being told here. What we like to tell someone that's alcoholic, we like to tell them that they got a disease. Therefore, you should understand. But no one speaks up for the dude that was a bum, but a woman said, I think you got some good dick, and I'm going to give you some pussy, and then have a baby with him. Nobody sticks up for that guy. Well, at least they used to, because you're listening to them now. I'm going to stick up for the bum. And I'm going to stick up for the bum because I want people to substantiate the difference between, his technique in existence and my technique in existence. So I then told those three children, mainly the 10-year-old and the 14-year-old, I said, listen, it sounds to me like your father should have never been a father. And I want this to also be a lesson to all of you out there. They got a problem with your father. Maybe your father shouldn't have been the father. You ever think about that? You ever think about that dude that lives in his mama's basement? You ever would cringe if that man was to ever have to lead a family? Wouldn't that make you cringe? Wouldn't a lazy person make you cringe if you had to work with him? Wouldn't a blind person, wouldn't you cringe, got in the driver's seat of a car? You would. You would cringe. But we allow bums, as insufficient as they are, we allow bums to take on the role of being a father. And we say nothing to the super idiot that gave them the role of being a father. We say nothing to those dummies. We say nothing. Nothing. We allow bums. You wouldn't want a bum coming to your party. For some reason, these bums have babies. You wouldn't want to eat after a bum. You wouldn't want a bum in your house. They stink. But you cannot seem to substantiate the difference of that individual and a woman's uterus creating a child. You cannot seem to brain just shuts off. I know why your brain shuts off. Your brain shuts off because a woman is involved with some of the blame. And as long as a woman is involved with some of the blame, you cannot compute. You turn dumb as a doorknob. Out of convenience, of course. Dumb as a doorknob. Because in order for you to use your intellect, in order for you to look at it in the only possible way that you can outside of rape, let me say that again. You cannot compute when it comes to being smart because a woman has to take some of the blame. You cannot compute that the only possible reason outside of rape, the woman is to blame. You choose to say, I don't understand, for listening to the Christopher Smith Show, because I'm going to help you understand. You cannot rebuttal nothing that I said here tonight. You can just sit back and ponder. Go into your deep thought. Try to figure out how could I get a woman to win this scenario like my mom did. As I stated earlier, my mom reneged on every lecture that she taught because I was now using it as curriculum. And she said, no. The woman must always win. No, I can't allow you to now want to educate men. You will not use me. I don't know what you're talking about. People, open up your eyes and stop acting as if pain is only directed at the man. I had a baby with a woman that's a high school graduate, a college graduate. I had a baby with a woman that actually graduated from college with a graduate and an undergrad from Seton Hall University. I wanted to make sure when I bared a child I bared my child. Let me back that up. Let me get more technical. I want to make sure when I planted my seeds inside of a host that that individual, at least up until that point, her time, she'll, with a college, with a master's degree. That means she had at least 4 years of college at 25, 26. She got out of high school and didn't play around. She got down to business. But it is amazing. And I mean amazing. It is amazing how individuals know how to come up with all these dumb innuendos and dumb narratives, do not know their father. So, how about you do this? How about you go ask your mother, Mommy, where did daddy live? Oh, your daddy lived down the street. Then ask your mother, Ma, why would you have a baby with somebody that you don't live with? I wouldn't do that, Mommy. This is why the mistakes in the community where I'm from, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey, this is why the process of failure is being repeated. Because acknowledgement of wrong is not, it's the man. Because acknowledgement of wrong is not. The acknowledgement of wrong does not exist for the sole purpose of being free and exempt. And I mean being free and exempt from any blame. Ask your mother, father had. If she say your daddy didn't have a job, if she say your daddy was a bum and your daddy didn't work, then ask your mama, why would you pick him to have a baby with? If your mama if your father and mother was not married, your mother and you were not his responsibility. I want to be clear about something, because we can easily get outside the words of the Bible out of convenience. But a man is measured on how well he take care of his responsibilities. And until you marry that man, he is not your responsibility. You can go ahead with any other narrative if you want. If your mother had you and was not married, your mother decided right out the gate, I want to be a single mom. If your mother, father wasn't there because they were not married, let me read something to you. This is in the marquee. Dads, so you didn't know yours and you blame him, but your mom picked him. Please answer this question. How does a bum get blamed for being a dad when there are women that gave him the job to do so? Stop allowing your mother to have a baby with a bum and then blame the bum for having sex with your mother when you need a car fixed. You don't call a plumber. You take it to a mechanic. So blame your mother for choosing your dad. I know moms are off limits, right? Of course they are. Good night, y'all.